with Golden Gopher Athletic Director Mark Coyle. And Mark, what a time we are living in. Obviously, a pandemic makes things difficult, people struggling all over the country, and that has hit the Gopher Athletic Department here this week with the cancellation of the big football game this weekend, and safety comes first. First of all, just kind of give me your assessment of how things are going. I mean, for you to be in charge of, this massive department and have this situation hit this week.
Well, you know, Mike, at this time of year, we all are reminded about Thanksgiving, right, and being thankful. And I can tell you, Mike, there's no doubt 2020 has impacted every one of us in many, many different ways. And, you know, it feels like, I know we're talking about basketball, but it feels like January 1st of 2020 was 10 years ago when you and I were in Tampa celebrating the great win in the Outback Bowl against Auburn. But I think the thing that has stood out here during these difficult times is the great people we have here in Gopher Athletics, from our medical people to our staff, our coaches, our student athletes. Mike, they've done everything we've asked them to do. And I had a chance to do an interview with you, I think, earlier in the week. And I talked about, you know, the virus is a ghost. It's in every room. And you're trying to do everything you can to make sure you safeguard everyone involved, but it just finds its way in. And again, our goal is to make sure we provide a safe environment for our student athletes, coaches, and staff. And I'm just really grateful for the people and how hard they're working to do that.
And that is kind of what the situation is here with football, right? That the numbers were enough to kind of send off an alarm bell to say, hey, we have to slow this down, stop this spread, and get things back to normal?
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. You know, as I said yesterday, when we made the difficult decision to cancel the Wisconsin game, we saw an uptick late last week. I think in the last 5 days, which would be 6 days now, and that in that time period we had 15 positives between coaches and student athletes. We test the day before, so you get the test the next day. We had some presumptive positives that are going to be confirmed as positive. So, you know, talking with Dr. Nelson and our medical experts, they strongly recommended that we pause because we've got to get our arms around this thing and make sure we provide that safe environment for everybody that participates with our program.
And I know we talked about this a little bit as well. The hope at this point is that the Northwestern game can go on, and I suppose that's part of why the precautions are now, so that you can salvage the rest of the season.
You're exactly right, Mike. Yeah, again, in our conversations with Dr. Nelson, we try to mitigate this as quickly as possible. And again, you know, I don't know if you'll be able to ever identify where the virus came from, right? How it seeped into our football program, but there's no doubt we're dealing with a lot right now. And again, we just have to learn as much as we can and try to mitigate as much as we can. And our goals, we stated in the release, is we want to be able to play that Northwestern game. And we've been in contact with the Big Ten Conference. I've been in contact with Jim Phillips, the athletic director at Northwestern. And we're going to do everything we can to safely resume back to practice and get that game in.
And I know I ask you this week, but for people who didn't hear it, I want to ask again, because this has kind of been floated out there, and it seems like on the surface it makes sense. Such a unique rivalry, such a long-standing tradition with the Axe and these two border rivals playing. And that unique week late, the December 19th weekend, the crossover games, is there a possibility potentially that this rivalry could be renewed that week?
Yeah, well, Mike, as you and I talked the other day about this, you know, obviously we'll work closely with Commissioner Warren. We fully recognize the importance of that game. I think this year's matchup marked 130th meeting. The series is incredibly close. I think there's a one-game difference. I think Wisconsin has the lead by one game right now in the series. And we will definitely work with the conference, work with Coach Alvarez and our folks over at Wisconsin to see what we can, cannot do. But again, we recognize the importance of this game. We'll work very closely with the Big Ten to see what our options are at the end of the year, because obviously that impacts the other conference members because the week was set up for East to play West, and now you'd have two teams from the West playing. So you'd have to look at what the East might do to offset that. So we'll just have to work our way through that. But we're definitely open to those conversations and want to work with the conference with Wisconsin to see what we can do.
I know you care deeply. I watch you interact with these student athletes at games, on flights and everything else. How are you holding up watching what's going on and trying to, you know, be the overseer of, you know, 700 plus student athletes here at this point?
You know, I use the analogy like a duck. You know, above the water, you look pretty calm and everything. You're trying to be Joe Cool, but underneath the water, you're paddling like heck. And I think we're paddling really hard right now. And again, Mike, our priority, and you've been with us from day one, when you and I go back to Indianapolis, I think on March 12th, when you and I sat down and did an interview back in Indianapolis when the basketball season came to a dramatic halt and all the sports came to a dramatic halt, you know, we talked about early on the health and safety. And, Mike, I am just so grateful for our student athletes, coaches, staff, Those student athletes have done everything we've asked them to do to be safe. We've done everything we can to provide a safe environment for them. And again, this virus remains undefeated, but we're doing well. We're going to keep working hard. We have great, great hope in a vaccine, and we have great, great hope of getting back to some sense of what our new normal is going to be here, hopefully in the spring.
I do want to ask you, too, as football is paused, the winter sports are picking up. Hockey, men's, 4-0, four great wins. That's got to be exciting in this time right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, a great start against Penn State. You know, play them on Thursday, Friday, and then we go ahead and play Ohio State on Monday, Tuesday. So, again, this unique 2020 year continues where you're playing hockey games Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. But, you know, we're off to a 4-0 start. You know, Coach Mosco has brought in some really, really talented young men on that team, and we're really optimistic about our season. And again, just hope, you know, I tell people all the time, we're at the mercy of this virus. You know, we're scheduled to go to Michigan here in a few days and compete out there against Michigan, Michigan State, and hopefully we can get out there safely and have a chance to compete against those two programs and keep this thing rolling in the right direction.
And then basketball gets underway or got underway this week with the men and the women next week, and hopefully that season can go off as much without a hitch as possible.
Yeah, that's our goal. You know, it's hard to believe, you know, back on, I think March 11th is when everything came to a halt. And as we start college basketball season again this week with November 25th being the first date that teams can play, and obviously our men will open up here and then our women will open up on December 2nd. We'll have some games obviously over the weekend, but we're excited to be back at it. I know Coach Pitino and Coach Whalen and their student athletes are excited to compete again. And again, just looking forward to taking that next step, getting back to some sense of normalcy.
We appreciate the time, the info, the update, and best of luck. Hang in there, and we'll get back to normal here at some point.
All right, I can't wait to grab a dinner with you on the road again.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Take care.